Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on The Grave Talks, The Haunted Ross House, a conversation with owner Cindy Kuhn. The Ross House, built in 1895 in Bel Air, Ohio, is a captivating home with a rich history of paranormal activity, drawing in all who cross its threshold. Cindy Kuhn's family has owned this historic home since the 1990s, and Cindy had never experienced any paranormal activity in her life until one day when she was working on cleaning up the old home. As Cindy recalls, "Little did I know as I began cleaning out the house that I would not be alone." Could the activity stem from the Ross House's connection to a powerful ley line? Did the nearby train tracks and Ohio River contribute to the hauntings? Step through the doors of the Ross House and you can feel the energy shift. It's believed that a dark spirit named Alfred now calls the Ross House home, and he isn't always kind to its guests. It seems that one of the former owners, Marie Gretros, never did leave her beloved home. Could the antique store that is attached to the Ross House also contribute to its hauntings? Today on The Grave Talks, The Haunted Ross House. A conversation with owner Cindy Kuhn. Cindy, thank you so much for doing an episode of The Grave Talks today. You and I have been trying to figure out a time to do this episode for quite a while, so I'm glad that it finally worked out today.
Thank you.
The Ross House is in Bel Air, Ohio. Now, Bel Air is a tiny little town, right?
Oh, very tiny.
So by
how much left to it?
Really? So it's got a few hundred people still living there, or?
No, there's probably, I'm not sure, but there might be 5,000 people.
Okay. Because one thing you and I were talking about a minute ago was that I put these two together, the Bel Air House, primarily because of the spelling of Bel Air. And then I went, wait a minute, the Bel Air House, that's in Bel Air, Ohio, and the Ross House is in Bel Air, Ohio. And then when I looked at it, you guys are really close to each other, these two very haunted houses.
Yes. And I'm sure there's others that just don't want to admit it, to be honest with you.
I think that's the case. I think a lot of people would rather say they do not live in a haunted house and ignore it. But
correct.
Now your family owns the Ross House.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When did your family purchase it?
We purchased it in 1990. When Marie Gretros passed away, she was probably about 90 years old. They were the last owners before my family bought it. And my dad used the house basically for a rental for quite a few years. There was a lot of construction going on. Roads were getting blowed up and new roads were being put in. But that got old because when you have people that construction workers, they're here for a little bit, gone. Sometimes they don't really take good care of it like it would if they were actually buying it. And it became more or less a place for my family, who's in the furniture business, used furniture and antiques, to store anything broken. So if there was a three-legged table, broken air conditioners, furniture that just couldn't be sold, that's where it went, over into that house. And that house lay dormant for, I'm not sure, but I'm going to take a guess, at least 15 years. In 2016, I asked my dad if I could use that house to open up an escape room, because I was looking for something where, you know, just starting off a little business where we could use it, you know, and we didn't have to pay a lot of rent. And my dad ended up giving me the house to use. And, you know, he said, but Cindy, you're going to have to clean it up a lot. And I had no idea what I was walking into. And he did tell me back then that that there was stuff that happened in that house. And I thought he was just joking, to be honest with you, because my dad was a jokester. But come to find out, he was serious about that, because as I'm cleaning out, throwing out all this junk, is when I realized there was something wrong in that house. And I honestly, Carol, had no idea much about the paranormal and spirits and, you know, stuff like that at all. I have been in the casino business for 40 some years. That's all I knew, you know. So that's how it all got started, was cleaning out and realizing something was not right. And then as things went on, things kept happening. We opened up the escape room, but we still had issues. My nephew was a game master there, and I can remember him getting so scared, and one time calling me at work and saying he's you know, ran out of there. And wow, it just went on and on. When I knew that it was something that I couldn't fix, you know, because I didn't know what was going on, I actually had heard about the Belair House, and I had called the lady by the name of Kristen Lee to come over and explain it to me. And she brought a team over, and they helped a lot. You know, they explained things, what's going on. And sometimes it's like, what the heck? You know,
you
just don't quite get it. I didn't quite get it at first. But after that, little by little, paranormal teams started coming in, and after the games were over with. And that's how it actually got started. But we ended up moving the escape room to Cambridge, Ohio. And it's so much better in the location it's at, because Belair is very rundown. And this house here ended up being strictly like for the paranormal investigators to come in. It was a quick flip, still in process of getting it turned over to. There's still some of the escape room in there, to be honest with you, though. You know, leftover stuff that I just haven't gotten to yet.
Now, the house was built in 1895.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been there in Bel Air for a long time.
Sure has.
Obviously, 120 plus years. Who originally built the house? Do you know much about who previously?
What I really need to explain is it's just not who built the house. It's the actual land itself.
Oh.
So basically what you're looking at is an area that had a few very, very wealthy men. And that was the Hetheringtons and Captain John Fink. They owned a ton of acreage, and they also own coal mines and steamboats. Where we're located at is very close to where a train depot was, where people would get off and they would come down to this end, the south end of Belair, to do their shopping. Okay. Captain John Fink, he had a steamboat, right? He was the captain. He actually had the area where I'm at, and he lotted off 49 and a half acres of ground. And Charles Anderson actually built the house. And he built the house because he had a grocery store at the time right across the street, a little mom and pop business called CNA Dry Goods. It was a growing area, and John Fink knew that. He attracted a lot of immigrants to come and live there and start their families. Because we had, number one, we had coal mines. We had multiple coal mines in the area. We had glass factories, Imperial Glass, Astoria Glass. So this was a good place to come and live.
How many people have lived in that house over the years? Do you know?
Mm-hmm, I sure do. I did a lot of research on this. So it turns out that after Charles Anderson sold the house, it was sold to the Weeks family. And the Weeks family raised their boys. They had two twin boys. They stayed there for quite a few years until Mr. Weeks passed away. And then his wife ended up remarrying. And then they sold it to a Fred and Marie Getros, who bought the house in the 40s. And Fred passed away in the house in 1975. And then Marie stayed there until 1990. And Marie is one of the spirits that is definitely an intelligent spirit. And she's there quite a bit in that house.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then after she passed is when my family bought it. And my dad told me that it was Marie Getros that he had actually seen in the house before.
So he actually saw, he would have known who she was, I'm going to guess, right?
Because my family has an antique store right next door to the house. And now we actually have a door. The house and the store are connected by a door. Yeah.
That's crazy. Do you think any of the items that you bring into the antique store could kind of feed off of the energy from the house? You know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh, yes, yes. It sure does. That antique store, it started off so small and then it ended up being on like 8,000 square foot.
Ooh, that's huge.
It's three floors. And at the top of the Ross House is where it connects to the store. It goes to the third floor. The top of the Ross House stairs goes to the third floor of the barn furniture.
Did you add that doorway or was that already there?
No. We added that. My dad added that. Yes.
So because I always wonder about haunted objects and antique stores. And for me personally, I'm very concerned. What am I bringing home? Am I picking up anything off of this antique? And so I don't have any in my house actually for that reason. But when you have that kind of energy in one building, it just seems like the antique store would have a lot of energy as well. Have you felt that?
Oh, yes. We've had people make comments. The story that I remember is this little old lady who actually bought a metal kitchen cupboard. And we got it in her house for her and everything's fine. Then we got a phone call from her one day. And she says, ever since she brought that home, things are happening. And she was getting very concerned and wanted to sell it back to us. And we said, okay, we'll take it back. So we kept trying to get a hold of her after that to line up a time when we could come and get it. And she wouldn't call us back. And then later on, she calls, she lets us know that she's decided to keep it. And the reason, this is a good one, the reason she wanted to keep it was because now her kids are a little more concerned about her and they're stopping more often. So she's keeping that cupboard because her kids stop to make sure she's okay. I think it's hilarious. But that's a true story. Yeah.
Because the kids are like, Mom's got the haunted cupboard in her house.
Yeah, we're going to make sure she's okay. We're going to stop more often than normal. And she's loving it.
I kind of love that story so much. That makes me smile. The Ross House is close to the Ohio River, correct?
It is. It's directly across from the Ohio River. The road is built up now, so you can't see it anymore. But we're also on a ley line.
the river, the ley line, there was a train that you had mentioned. I don't know if they
train
still
depot
run
is
by.
A couple blocks away. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all of those things they always say contribute or can contribute to paranormal activity. And the fact that you are just mere blocks away from the Bel Air house just makes me wonder. That just seems like a very heightened area for activity.
It sure is. I knew nothing about ley lines or spirits. I knew nothing about any of this stuff. All I knew was I wanted to open up a business and clean out that old house. That's all I thought.
You can make a little money. An escape room in a house like that is actually a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Because it would be a lot of fun.
Sure would have. Yeah.
So were you ever able to open it up as an escape room?
Oh, we did for many years. Okay. From 2016 until October of 2022, it stayed there.
Mm-hmm. So was it kind of like, I would think people are, you know, I never have done an escape room because I've always not given myself much credit. I think I'd be there forever. But it'd be interesting to do it there because you would maybe hear things or see things while you're doing that. Did you ever have people?
I wasn't there a lot, to be honest with you, because I was still working at the casino, which was in Washington, PA, about 35 minutes out. But I would, you know, I had some people contact me who made comments that they felt things. They felt people touching them on the shoulder. They heard things. But there was a lot more that happened in the house during the time that, you know, the escape room was there. And one thing was, I was showing my sister a new room that we did upstairs, and we heard a big bang downstairs. And we came out of the room and we're getting ready to go down the stairs. And all of a sudden, I saw a big face, a big face of a man. And I can't even say I saw the body. I just remember the face. I got so scared. We both got scared. We ran to the store because there's that door right there. My sister, we booked. My sister will never probably come back in that house again. That was just one of the things. Another time was when it was still an escape room, and there was a gentleman, a very well-known investigator who was in town. And he wanted to come in late. And so I was waiting on him and the games were done. And I'm sitting back behind the desk where we had our monitors for the rooms. And all of a sudden I felt like I was being surrounded by people. And you know how you just don't have your personal space. Right? I called Sean and I said, Sean, how far out are you? I was getting scared because I've never really had a feeling of being surrounded. Like somebody's right there, but I can't see anybody. And he said he's still an hour out. And I said, well, Sean, I says, this is the code for the door. I got to get out of here. There's something not right here. I said, maybe these spirits are waiting on you. I said, but I got to go. And he kind of laughed about it. To him, that was funny. To me, I was literally scared. And I left, got in my car. Now I'm by myself and I'm driving. And the only thing on the passenger seat is my purse, but I still felt somebody was there with me. I just thought that's because I'm just, you know, just had that experience.
Right.
And I'm just thinking about it. And I go home and I decided to turn on the news, you know, before I went to bed, turned it on for a few minutes, turned the TV off, went to bed, and then also, my TV comes back on. Turn it off, go back to bed. TV comes back on five times.
Five times.
Yep. That's just a couple of the things that I've experienced. I've seen, I was cleaning a register and had the face off, laid the screwdriver down, and the screwdriver rolled out of my reach. Yeah.
And that shouldn't happen.
No, not on carpet.
Yeah, it can't roll on carpet.
No. There's just so many things. You know, you know, you need help.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, right when I had to call, you know, I had to get somebody to help me to understand. And it's been a learning process, to be honest. And I'm still learning, Carol. There's so many things I don't know, you know.
That's kind of all of us, I think, with the paranormal. There's so many things that nobody really knows. But it's because you hadn't experienced anything paranormal until the house, like when you were younger, no. Had you experienced anything? So to me, it's such a strange thing, because when you have an experience like that, like when I was a kid, we lived in a haunted house and weird things would happen. Like you mentioned the screwdriver, like my mom had a ball, like a large ball that kids play with, like kickball or something, came down the stairs, would have had to taken a right and a left and another left, and then went into the kitchen. Now, a ball can't do that. You know, she heard it coming down the stairs.
Right.
So somehow, and there's nobody home but her, somehow the ball went down the stairs, turned right, left, left again, and still kept going. That makes no sense. And so when you have that experience, you know, other people are like, well, Cindy's kind of losing it, but they've never had that experience before.
That's true. You know, I have girlfriends who, you know, they think that's a little weird, Cindy, you know, they, so most of this stuff I do by myself. My brother helps me sometimes, like I'll do a Paracon, you know, to try to promote the house now a little bit, you know, he'll help a little bit, but he kind of doesn't take part in it. He believes in it because he's had some things happen in the store. But some of my friends are like, oh, Cindy, nope.
Yeah, somebody told me once, and it was so true. The reason they don't believe is because they've never experienced it. She said it's not about believing in it. It's about experiencing it. And so,
and they think it's evil. There's a lot of people in the town of Bel Air that feel it's evil. You're not going to change their mind. They hate it. They hate that that's what I'm doing there. You know, my response is, it's not hurting you.
Right.
You know, they're not doing anything. They're in the house. They're having their fun. They're trying to communicate. It's not bothering you at all. So, but yeah, a lot of people don't like it.
Yeah, because they don't know what it is. It's the unknown.
Correct. And they want to deny it.
Mm-hmm. Very much. Now, when you first realized things were going on and you reached out to the Bel Air house for some advice, I think that was a really good idea. Like, what is this? What's going on? So they came in. Did they do an investigation then?
Or they did. She did. In fact, she had been back a few times. You know, we had a team, she brought a team in, and I, in the first team, I can't tell you they had a name. They were known in the community, but they came together to help out. Okay. And then she brought another team in, Paranormal Quest, who came in. And then from there, it just, you know, more teams came in to investigate, but they had to wait a long time before they, you know, they could get in, because our games went up to past 11 o'clock at night. So
did it feel, once they came in, did you feel kind of validated? Like, okay, I'm not losing my mind. This stuff really is happening. Because especially when you feel that feeling where there's someone around you, but you can't see him, it's that strong, like it is a person, like you should turn around and see that person right there. It's that kind of feeling.
Yes, yes. But it was still a little scary for me.
Very. Oh, I'd be scared. I'd have left too, Cindy.
Yeah. I can remember, because sometimes, you know, you don't know what you're dealing with. So you don't know, you know what I mean? So if, when you can't see it and you can't control it, you know, it's not like one of my kids or something, or when they were younger, and I don't know, it was just, it was a little, this is a learning process with this house. It really is. And I told, Kristen, I says, you know, I'm going to do it, but, I'm going to try this out and see if this is okay, but I want people to be safe. I want them to have a good time and do your thing, you know. But I still stay back quite a bit from that house.
Do you feel like whatever's there is not out to hurt anybody? It's just maybe the former owners might still be there because your dad did see her.
Sure did. I do at times. That's a good question. It's hard to answer. Sometimes the house can get very, very negative. But I have found that when it gets negative, I have somebody, and she doesn't want to, this little lady does not want to be on camera or doesn't want to her name out there, or I think it's her husband really, but she comes in and she helps me and she calms things down. But there seems to be, let me answer something. You talked about her or real negativity and stuff. There's a spirit by the name of Alfred that is in the house. There, this Alfred spirit never owned the house, but he's there. And everything this spirit has said has led me to believe that he is a man who lived across the street directly from the house by the name of Alfred Sacconini, who passed away at the age of 30 in the Webb coal mine 2 miles down the road from the house. His house, he lived right across the street in the by the firehouse. His house was torn down when the new road went in. And I believe that's the spirit. And he can be somewhat of a real doozy at times. He has choked people.
No.
Choked them so hard they have thrown up. He has tried to, a couple people, give them the feeling of being stabbed. And when things get like that, this... it gets calmed down by taking control and telling him to stop it. And he does. And he's always sorry. He always says, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to hurt them.
And you know, once you've passed on, it makes sense. You could go wherever you want. Maybe there was some connection he had to the house. Maybe he knew someone or there's a reason.
It had to be the Andersons. Because when he passed in December, it was the Andersons still owned the house at that time. So it had to be the Andersons that he were friends with.
Did they have kids maybe his age? That
I don't know.
Maybe, you know, he had some kind of, he was drawn to that family for a reason. And maybe the other spirits, could there be spirits from the Andersons still there?
I haven't done a lot of research on the Andersons yet. I do have information on Alfred, and what has been wrote about him, his personality type thing. I don't know any Andersons.
With Alfred, it makes me think of someone with anger management issues who gets really angry and explodes. And then it's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry I did that.
And it happens. It's crazy. And it's and he's a very intelligent spirit. If somebody goes to my Facebook page and looks at some of my videos, you could see when I'm in the house talking to this spirit, the communication back and forth with using a cat ball. It's crazy.
Because the cat balls and things like that, you know, it seems to me they could light up randomly. Maybe it's connected, maybe it's not. But when you're having a conversation and it seems to be answering you at the right time and lighting up right then, how could it do that?
Correct.
I think,
very true.
I think one interesting thing that you do there is you have a dry erase board that when someone goes into... investigate, they can write down things that they experienced, maybe EVPs they heard. And like, I was looking at one and it says, I heard footsteps in kids' room. motion sensor went off, REM pod went off in Alfred's room. So he has his own room there.
Like the rooms are named.
Okay.
So the kids' room is the very front bedroom upstairs, and we call it the kids' room because it seems like there's a couple children spirits that have been seen there peeking around the corner, very smaller spirits peeking around the door. So we dubbed that the kids' room.
I did notice on several of these dry erase board notes that I was looking at that they did see kids. And then, well, here's one. Alfred said sorry.
Yeah. He's always sorry after he does something. Yeah.
And I like at the top, very active. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So, you know, I try to treat these people good. They put out good money to come in to spend the night in the house. I greet them. I give them a tour of the house. And the tour is depends on if they do just the house or if they do the store also. Some of them do the store. I wish more would do it to get a better feel, because sometimes there's the store has a lot of spirits that come and go. There's a couple that stay there all the time because of previous owners there. But I always can say to people that do the store that the store is like a train depot. Spirits get off,
they bring
furniture in, and they leave when the furniture goes out. So, but it's something.
And you said your brother, does he run the antique store?
He does.
And he has experiences too, so he doesn't think you're crazy.
Oh, no, he don't think I'm crazy. He just doesn't get too, doesn't get too much into it. And basically, because he works 6 days a week there, it's a lot on him, you know. So he only basically gets involved with the house when I have to go out of town or if I go on vacation or something like that.
And it does seem like that location with the Bel Air house being right down the street and then the antique store and who knows what's haunted in between.
Yeah. But French and Indian War, you know, it just all took, you know, so much took place there.
And it seems like there
coal mine explosions.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, I created in my hallway, a little wall with a bunch of pictures of the past, because when people come into this town now, all they see is boarded up buildings, businesses that are falling down. It's awful. So what I did was I found pictures of when Bob Hope was here. Two blocks down the road, Eleanor Roosevelt was here. You know, Teddy Roosevelt was here. You know, politicians would come here, and we had beautiful hotels called the Globe where they would dine and stay. That's where the, you know, the people that had any wealth would come, because it was a growing area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is, you know, they came to see it.
You know, it's interesting. There's so many towns like that. I live in Kansas, and there's so many. They used to be booming towns. A lot of it was because of the train, where the train came through and dropped off goods, brought visitors in. And so the hotels were full. People are dining there. There's a lot of activity. And then once that goes away, the town kind of dies off.
And that's what happened to Bel Air, you know. And then you put in the fact that we had multiple coal mines. We had, you know, multiple glass factories. We were known as Glass City back in the 1800s and 1900s. A coal mine explosion, called the Willow Grove coal mine explosion. Those shafts that come up near the mountains here are filled with water. So it's just, you know, a lot of people died in that coal mine explosion and the Webb coal mine.
That could also explain the activity in your house.
Oh, yeah.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation with Cindy Kuhn about the Ross House. For more information, visit their website at therosshouse.org or search The Ross House on Facebook. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then you could become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts. You can try it there for 3 days free. Or you can also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Coming crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Coming crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.